It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
Revelation chapter 13. We are continuing our series on the book of Revelation, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. We are learning throughout this book of Revelation that the first law of interpretation is that Scripture interprets Scripture. We are also learning throughout this book of Revelation that there is an abundance of symbolic language. And in this symbolic language, there is still always a literal meaning. This keeps individuals from their opinions and their suppositions being inserted into the interpretations of the Word of God. The symbolic language still always has a literal meaning. Revelation chapter 13 speaks of the middle of the Great Tribulation. We know that from chapter 12, where the events of chapter 12 were dated according to Scripture. The tribulation was spoken out in a number of days and months, being 3.5 years for the rise of the Antichrist. And now we see in chapter 13 the specific and ultimate and actual rise of the Antichrist, which marks the middle of the Great Tribulation, 3.5 years. And also in chapter 13, we'll see the rise of the false prophet, the religious sidekick, if you will, of the Antichrist. This is Revelation chapter 13, part 2. Verse number 7 and 8. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The Antichrist will have global power as a result of the worldwide calamities that are going on throughout the Great Tribulation. There are going to be great treaties and agreements and mergers on a global scale conducted in order for the world to pool its resources and survive the Great Tribulation. And as a result, this Antichrist will be over all of these agreements, these treaties, these mergers that are to come. There are dozens of those being set up even as we speak that will give one day power to one individual. The Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication, or SWIFT, supplies secure messaging services and interface software throughout the world. The GATT agreement, or the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, a multilateral agreement throughout the world that regulates international trade. The World Meteorological Association is providing scientific leverage and a voice on the state and behavior into the entire Earth's atmosphere and climate. It's dictating policy on a global basis. The International Labor Organization is a worldwide global agency that dictates power in the labor industry and labor regulations throughout the world. The International Monetary Fund is a global banking organization that dictates monetary policy on a global scale throughout the world. The World Bank is an international financial institution that provides loans on a global scale and dictates policy on the agreements between country and country on a financial basis. These and dozens of other agreements have already been signed and agreed upon and will take place in full power during the Great Tribulation, when the world must conglomerate and pool its resources in order to survive the horrific and catastrophic damage, both physically and economically, as a result of the Great Tribulation throughout the world. This Antichrist will have power over nations and kindreds and tongues and kings throughout the world by way of these international agreements that transcends political power, economic power, and military power. In verse 8, we see that the state religion will be the worship of the Antichrist, and the penalty will be the penalty of death, as spoken of in chapter 20, verse 4, for those that do not worship the beast. Verse 9 through 10, if any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Verse 9 is an echo of chapter 2, chapter 3 of Revelation, and throughout the book of Matthew, chapter 13, where there's warning from the Holy Spirit and warning from the Lord Jesus Christ that if we have ears to hear, let him hear. This is a warning to take heed and also giving individuals space to repent. Verse 10 is another way of echoing the principle of sowing and reaping. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Verse 10, speaking of sowing and reaping. Verse 10, speaking that he is destined to captivity will go into captivity. He that is destined to the sword will be killed by the sword, as it relates to the time of the Great Tribulation. Verses 11 through 13. "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men." Here we see the rise of the false prophet. This is the rise of the religious leader of that time, the religious sidekick, if you will, of the Antichrist, who will do miracles before the world, leading them to worship the beast. He has two horns like a lamb in verse 11. This speaks of mimicking our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as a false Savior. For the Bible says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." So he having two horns like a lamb is symbolic of his being a false Savior. Verse 12 speaks of his demonic power that's the same as the Antichrist, with the addition of miracles that lead individuals to begin to worship the beast. In verse 13, he calls forth fire down from heaven, and individuals begin to see that this Antichrist and false prophet must be supernatural, must be divine, because they can cause miracles to happen, and that the Antichrist has risen from the dead. Therefore, they must be supernatural, and we should listen and follow them. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 echoes this same principle. "Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. These lying wonders shall deceive many during the great tribulation." Jesus said, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect." These false miracles are the result of the false prophet that's deceiving the whole world. Verses 14 through 15. "And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed." Verse 14 continues to speak of this deception throughout the earth and this image that shall be erected of the Antichrist. Verse 14 speaks of the deception being continued throughout the world through these lying wonders, these false miracles, and now an image is being erected in the temple in Jerusalem during the Great Tribulation. Verse 15 speaks of giving power to this image. Jesus Christ gave warning in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 15. "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, and let him understand." Jesus gives warning to flee to the mountains, take cover, run for your life, because this Antichrist has established himself as supreme power over the world and is coming to destroy and to kill the Jewish nation and the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. This image is something that is also given as an example in Scripture in Daniel chapter 3, the image of Nebuchadnezzar, and the penalty of death was given for those who do not bow down to the image of Nebuchadnezzar. This same spirit behind that image in Daniel chapter 3 is the same demonic, satanic spirit behind the image of the Antichrist in the book of Revelation. The state religion will be the worship of the Antichrist during the Great Tribulation, and anyone that does not worship the beast will be an enemy of the state. This will be an image that's not just without movement. This is an image that will seem to have reality. It will be able to speak. It will have a three-dimensional, life-like image. And it will echo the words of the Antichrist in lying deception, lying words, lying promises that will cause many to be deceived. Verses 16 through 17, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." Here, the Antichrist has ultimate power over all inhabitants of the earth, giving them the ultimatum of not being able to buy or sell, transact any business, anything in the globe, unless you take allegiance to this beast. When the world is hungry and destitute of any physical means of support, and all they can do is go to one person for that physical means of support, the entire world shall worship the beast. Verse 16 speaks of all individuals, no matter what background, creed, or culture. In order to buy or sell, you must take this mark. The right hand speaks of action. Their foreheads speaks of allegiance. Individuals must pledge allegiance in their heart to the beast and take the mark in order to transact anything that has to do with money. The world will think this is the greatest thing that's ever been spoken of. The Antichrist will promote this with no more excuses of thefts, No more robberies. No more bounced checks. No more losing of money. No more being concerned about a society that has individuals robbing and stealing from one another. The Antichrist will say, with this new system, crime will be non-existent. With this new system, there'll be no more stealing one from another. With this new system, your information will be a part of you, and no one can manipulate it. No one can steal it. No more identity theft. The Antichrist will promote this great system, and the world will take it hook, line, and sinker, not realizing they're giving up their total liberty and freedom to the Antichrist. This word mark in the scripture is where we get our word etch from. This is not a symbolic mark of the beast, as some may say. This is a literal etching of the mark of the beast. This taking of the mark of the beast is the only place throughout the scriptures where individuals are without any hope of salvation even while they're alive. This is because they've given themselves totally over to the beast. They've pledged allegiance to the beast in their heart. They have given themselves over in their heart, in their mind, to worship and to trust the beast. Verse number 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. The number in scripture for man is 6. Man was created on the 6th day. Man is imperfect, as the number 7 is perfect, and man is short of perfection. This may well be a system that's digitized that allows individuals to transact monetary business. This may be a barcode. This may be a implanted chip. This will be something digitized that individuals will be a part of a global system of computer accountability that keeps up with their debits and credits instead of money and keeps them in control of the beast. Individuals are deceived out of convenience, believing that a swiping of the hand can take the place of a checkbook, a credit card, change in your pocket, money that is lost, money that is stolen. They will rejoice in deception at the system of convenience of swiping their hand or having their foreheads swiped and being a part of a system of financial accountability that replaces coin and paper money, not understanding that they have given themselves over to the system of the beast, pledging allegiance to the beast, but not understanding that in the end, they shall perish and lose their soul because they have pushed out trusting in God and have received and embraced trusting in the Antichrist. This is Revelation chapter 13, part 2. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and close your eyes and pray with me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.